You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello, is that Luke Garbutt on the phone?
It is indeed.
Hello, lad, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks, mate.
Is it weirder this week being an international break? Are people off more?
You get a couple of days off, so we had Sunday, Monday off. At the back end of the week, we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you prepare for a Saturday game.
Just like normal?
Like you would anyway.
So you're telling me you had Sunday, Monday off this weekend? What were you doing Sunday?
Yeah. Well, basically, I was...
You were hungover like me, because you were with me, yeah. Garbutt.
Yeah, I was hungover.
We had a good night, didn't we?
We did have a very good night.
Oh, we were...
It was good to see the boys.
It was so good. We were out in Harrogate, because me and Luke have been football friends for a long, long time. Luke, how long have we known each other?
Probably up to 10 years now, isn't it?
We'll have our testimonial soon, lad.
I know, yeah. We had you once, to be fair.
Maybe that night out we had on Saturday could be our testimonial.
We could toast to that, to be fair.
On our night out, I'd organised Luke to be our surprise guest for all our friends, so no one had a clue he was coming. We'd booked the train, we'd got his car sorted from Leeds train station to Harrogate, and he walked in, and the boys, all our friends, just went absolutely mental when you walked in. Probably got more celebration than you did from the Wigan fans.
Without doubt. I honestly didn't even... think I was going to get that kind of reception when I walked in. It was crazy. Really was crazy.
Good.
Everyone just went mental for like 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah, it was longer than a goal celebration, definitely. Right, let's do a proper interview. This is where I become not a friend, Luke. I am the Jonathan Ross of interviewing now, okay? You ready for some serious questions?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Born ready.
So, you were a Leeds United Academy player until the age of 16, and you moved to Everton. And that was for around £600,000. Do you know how much I was earning as a pot wash in a kitchen at 16, Luke?
Probably about £6 an hour.
£6? You're not even anywhere near. I was a 480.
£2 off. Yeah, well.
£2 off. Them £2 meant a lot when I was 16. Did you feel the pressure moving for such a high amount of money at that age?
Yeah, of course. I mean, moving for that amount of money at that age, and then coming from Harrogate, which is a lovely place, and then going down to Liverpool was just like a big culture shock. It was like a different way of life. The lads are a lot more kind of streetwise. I'll never forget, like, the first day I was living in a lodge, basically like halls in uni, but I was with loads of footballers. I got into my room, I set my room up, put all my clothes away, made my bed, blah, 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 blah. And then the rule was in the lodge that, like, if you leave your door unlocked, then the lads would come in and just flip your mattress, chuck all your clothes out and completely do your room.
So you'd set it up all nice.
I fell to that within the first 2 hours of being in there.
Well, you knew what you were in for.
You just kind of grow up and like realise things are different and you have to grow up quickly or not. It becomes more difficult.
You've got to kind of become an adult at the age of 16. That must be bloody hard.
Yeah, it is.
I'm 23 and I'm nowhere near like that.
In football, things happen so quickly, so you have to get up and get on with it, really.
You're talking of getting on with it. The last two seasons, you've been alone at Fulham, which was great for me because I live in London. So basically, I had a season ticket, so thank you for that, Luke. And now this season, you're at Wigan. Is it weird being at a club knowing that you aren't going to stay there for... 2, 3, 4 years.
To be fair, this loan is only till January, so it's basically to a view for me to be playing more. If I'm not playing, then obviously I'd love to move on in January, so that's the beauty of me just doing the 6 month loan.
But is that weird? Is that weird getting to know people for only 6 months?
Well, it is weird. You have to kind of adapt to different personalities, different changing rooms, because every changing room is different. I think sometimes, like, I do feel as though I would love a little bit of continuity, but football, you're always looking to kind of be playing regularly, so...
Definitely.
You know, you're not very happy, so in that respect, I've got a long-term contract at Everton, so I can kind of try and play regularly at my own club, and then hopefully... Everton are playing their team, but if that doesn't work out, if I've done well at my loan, then I can obviously get a transfer somewhere else, so... You know, you're always constantly thinking to yourself, I need to play football, and I'll go anywhere to play football.
Do fans understand, when you're on the bench, how hard it is for footballers? Because you imagine if you're a chef or you're a builder and you just went to work every morning, you just did now and you sat there when you want to contribute. It must be hard being on the bench.
It's the only line of work whereby photographing Monday to Friday, but then you don't really get rewarded on Saturday.
Yeah.
But like in this industry, a lot of the time, the manager might have a view and he drops you out of the team and you find it very hard or very difficult to get back in the team. The biggest thing in football, communication is like a massive part of football club, I feel. Between the player and the manager, there needs to be that communication. No matter whether you're in conference or you're in the Premier League, I think players will always look up to a manager if he just tells you as it is. Okay, dropped out of a team. He's not telling you why, or he's not telling you things you need to improve on to get back in that team. You're constantly going to think to yourself, what am I doing wrong?
Where
am I going wrong? You might not have played well on a Saturday, but
that's not like you.
You know, have a word. You know, as a professional footballer, if you're not doing so well, I think the manager should say to you, look, this is the things you need to improve. If you're doing well, he should tell you you're doing well. Kind of player management is like a kid in football.
Gobbs, you played every level for England other than the senior level. Who's been the best player you've come across in training and when you've played at matches for England?
I've played with the likes of Eric Dyer, Harry Kane, Ross Barkley, Raheem Sterling, John Stones. Yeah, I've played with all of them.
Tell me about John Stones, because he's a player we love at the Football Hour. We talk about him all the time. I remember you telling me when he got his move to City how he was just buzzing to work under Pep Guardiola.
When he was telling me how emotional he was when he got the move, I couldn't be more happy for him. Like, it's just the best move you could ever have. You're the best manager in the world, and possibly the biggest superpower club in the world. In terms of financial backing and the way the club's going, you know, it's going to be up there.
Yeah.
So it's a great fit for a young player. He's getting transferred from Everton, which is a great club, to potentially one of the biggest clubs
in the world.
It's a compliment to how well he's doing. From the age of 18 to 23 bracket, he is probably the number one centre back in the world. Do you know what I mean?
He's just this young lad from Barnsley.
He is just like a little kid. Like, from day to day.
Really?
Like, he's constantly joking, he's constantly messing about. Like, you wouldn't think
that this is a world superstar
if you know him, like, day to day, like I would know him.
No, that's
brilliant.
Like,
when he's messing about in the changes, or he's playing table tennis or pool, he's always messing about. Like, it's just mad.
You were part of the England under-17s Euro side, which actually won a football tournament for the under-17s. Yeah. You beat France in the semis, Spain in the final. And do you know, Luke Garbutt, you made the team of the tournament?
I know, yeah. I've seen that.
Do you know who else was in that team of the tournament?
No.
Well, I can tell you who's in it. Paul Pogba.
Sure. That was me and my pump.
I'm just going to ask, when are you going to make your £90 million transfer?
It's pending. It's still pending.
Is it pending? You can come sign for Leeds if you like, lad. You've played five times for Everton's first team, and one of them games was when you played against Wolfsburg in the Europa League. That was probably your best performance in an Everton shirt, and you came up against Kevin De Bruyne, who's tearing up things for Man City. What was it like going against him?
To be fair, like, my European game, I really kind of excelled in that. Like, the five games I did play in Europe for Everton, especially the Wolfsburg game, was, especially with it being my first game for Everton in Europe, for it to be Wolfsburg, who at the time were flying, big team to be fair, and everything ran through Kevin De Bruyne. And I was thinking, wow, I got my bed cut out today. But to be fair, like, I swapped shirts with him in the end, and he said how well I'd done, so it was a really good day for me.
Well, I'm sure he's got that Garbutt shirt hung up in his games room.
Yeah.
Everton have been doing really well this year. You're a big Everton fan. Can they win the league?
I think more realistic game would be to be hitting round fourth and fifth. I think to be challenging at the top, I think we'll strike a light. If we get one or two injuries, we're a bit suspect, but
well, they can always bring you back from loan.
Well, yeah, that could be an option. But I think there's a lot of quality in this league this year.
On your day, you are one of the best teams.
I do agree. That big game experience, I think that sometimes, you know, last year we played really well in spells and then we just dropped off and conceded stupid goals. And, you know, I think this year, like, the manager has cut out those mistakes. I think we're a lot more solid. especially from set pieces. We conceded like 18 goals from set pieces last year, and that's like just not good enough.
No,
that's not going to win you anything. But
no.
I think, like you say, on our day we're very, very good. We've got tougher tests to come, and that's going to really see whether we're going to be challenging for Europe or the top end of the league, or you know we're going to be kind of like 7th, 8th.
Definitely.
But I think the signs are good. I think for the future, like Koeman's the right man for the job, I think.
Mate, he's a top quality manager. If you get back to Everton, you can learn a lot from that lad. He had a bit of a wand of a left foot, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, I think, under Martinez, kind of, I don't know, maybe, you know, Koeman commands that respect because of his playing career, you
yeah.
know? Arguably the best club in the world for so many years, won the Champions League. Players are going to instantly respect what he says, what he does, the way in which he wants to train. They're going to buy into that. I think that's a positive to start off with. So then the players are going to start playing for him, and then that's when you're going to see better results, I think. He's not afraid about making a decision, you know?
No, he's
being earmarked on Sky, like, brought Ross off after 45 minutes, brought McCarthy off after 35 minutes. You know, he's not afraid to make a change, to change the structure of the team. I think it bodes well for Everton, but it's just whether we can get up to that next level.
Definitely. I've got to ask you, a player who you've kind of played behind, you've kind of been his protege, Leighton Baines.
Yeah.
How much quality does that lad have? But really, how annoyed do you get at how good he is because he plays in your position in the Everton side?
For arguably 5 or 6 seasons, he was arguably the best left back in Europe. Definitely, probably in the Premiership.
Definitely,
it
yeah.
was him, and Cole was kind of getting to the side of 30. Baines was in his pomp, and like I just loved the way he played. I think the way he trained and you know everything about him, I kind of tried to kind of play my style of football the way he did. And we have a lot of similarities.
You get on, you're good friends, aren't you?
Yeah, we you know, he's a great guy. Like, he's really good with, like, the young players and stuff. He's a top player and a top fella, like, so. It is frustrating
yeah.
because, you know, he has kind of stalled a little bit my progress in the Everton team. But, you know, I can't kind of say anything negative towards him because he was a top player and he's had a couple of opportunities to go to massive clubs. And it didn't quite work out, but in terms of his Everton career, he's done really well, so
brilliant.
I haven't got anything negative to say to him.
Garbs, I wanted you to recall a story you told me once about a year and a half ago about Romelu Lukaku. Big Romelu Lukaku. You'd think he wins headers all the time. And I remember you said he put a ball in training and he didn't head it. And you asked him, why didn't you go for the header? And he goes, I had an accident when I was a kid and I don't like heading the ball. Is that true?
At that time, I don't think he was particularly confident. So like, I don't know whether he was kind of ducking out of the way of headers, blah, 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 because he scored a header this season against Sunderland.
Yeah.
And he's had a couple of other good opportunities where he stuck his head in there. And, you know, I don't know whether Koeman said, like, you know, you need to do more in the air or whatever. He used to say to me, heading wasn't really his strong point. And when you look at, you think, he'd bully people in the air, you know, you put a good ball in, he'll just bury it.
Funny story, that, Garbs. That is an absolute funny story. That man doesn't like heading. Gareth Southgate's taken over the England job after Big Sam got sacked, and you've played under Southgate for the under-21s. Has he got the managerial skills yet to take on the job full-time? Because I'm not sure.
Well, there's one thing that I think is great about him. He is very good with the players. Like I said before, like I touched on, with the communications type of thing,
He's
very good at that.
Right.
He's got that.
Can he get angry, though, with the players? He seems a bit soft.
I don't think he's really got that nasty side in him. I think, like, Sam Allardyce was a completely different scale, different ball game to what style of manager Southgate is. But in terms of, like, sessions and the quality of sessions, the England players will love his sessions because they're all technical, his passing, but he will do defensive work and attacking work and spread the work into sections, so the midfielders will go and do things what they need to work on, the defenders will do stuff they need to work on, and the attackers. I think he's touched on it in his interviews, and he's not quite there to take on such a big job, but if it is put on him, I think he would be able to do a good job.
All right, understood. Time. A massive debate that every single person in football is talking about at the moment. The Wayne Rooney debate. It seems football fans don't have the respect for Wayne Rooney as a professional footballer. Can you tell us how good Wayne Rooney is? And should he be in the England team and the Man United team?
I'm not being funny. You don't play at the absolute top level of football for the amount of years he is, has done anyway, for being an average player. He is a top player. There's absolutely no question about that. I think, you know, we all realise that he's not getting any younger. But the quality still remains the same. I think when you watch him now, he just seems to get a little bit frustrated because I don't think
he can do the things he did before.
Do the things he used to be able to do. So, like, if he's having a bad game, when he was 25, he could just go bang and go past someone and just put it top bin from 30 yards. Like, now it's like he could still put it in top corner. I don't think he's got that beating of a man anymore, you know what I mean? I think it's just that transitional gig's done it where, you know, he wasn't a flying winger anymore and he had to come inside and kind of play a bit more of a midfielder's role. Don't know whether now he needs to start dropping back a little bit. But if the team's very sort of reliant on him, I think that can help him. You know, there's a lot of big players in it. Pogba, Ibrahimovic, Martial, Lingard. You know, they're all kind of staking their claim in the team and saying, look, I want to play in this team and I want to, you know, things are happening. I don't know whether Rooney is, like, kind of in between where he's like, you know, these players are young. Obviously, Ibrahimovic isn't young, but
He's just got in the team, so he's trying to prove stuff, isn't he?
Yeah.
Luke, would you have him back at Everton?
You know, Wayne Rooney, if you put him into any team, he's going to improve it. So why wouldn't you have him at Everton?
I look forward to seeing you playing with him next year then, lad.
Stranger things have happened, haven't they?
They certainly have, lad. The question on everyone's lips is, what was I like as a footballer when I was younger?
Well, let's be honest, mate.
Be nice.
You were the Harrogate's John Terry.
Top quality centre-half, weren't I? You to the side of me.
To be fair, when we did play, you were a midfielder, weren't you?
Yeah, I had to drop back. My legs went like Rooney's.
I mean, can I pose a question to you?
Please.
What's your verdict on the Rooney situation? Obviously, he's not playing at Man U right now.
Yep.
I think everyone knows he hasn't been performing that well. His quality's there. No one said he's not a bad footballer.
I'm with you. The lad's played 800 matches, professional matches for club and country. He's just about to smash Man United's record goal scorer. He's England's record goal scorer. It's about time football fans and journalists had a bit more respect for him.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, football moves so quickly, so right now,
it does, but people need to remember.
You've got to see past that, but journalists aren't like that.
It's about the story.
They're so quick to bite on a negative. I mean, it's ridiculous. Things have come out in the press today. I read on Twitter about Pep Guardiola. Pep Guardiola has got beat for the first time on Sunday by Tottenham. And all of a sudden in the Mirror, they're saying Pep Guardiola pushes his players too hard, so they become too tired on a match day. I'm thinking, are you actually being serious? Because this fella is the best manager in world football. Don't give him the respect, right, that he deserves.
Yeah.
You do not say to him, the reason why he pushes his players so hard is because they stay at the top. They don't just go to the top like maybe a Leicester and then finish mid-table. Constantly, every single year, his teams are top of the league. He wins Champions League, he wins leagues, he wins cups. Why wouldn't you train the way he trains? Because then you become the best.
You put it really well there, Luke. You should be on Monday Night Football with Gary and Jamie when you retire. And finally, finally, last question. What do you think of the Football Hour?
Tell you what, I've listened to it a good few times now, and I do think it's really good. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, football friend! I think football friend!
I think your views are good, mate.
Cheers, mate. It's been a pleasure interviewing you.
No worries, anytime.
Good luck for the rest of the season, mate.
Cheers, mate.
You're listening to The Football Hour